Welcome to Zichur Dasi Money Man, Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today I'm Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, if one reaped and ground produce, he did katsira and tachin on produce the size of a dried fig, abrogrogeres, he did it b'shogeg with regards to Shabbos, but b'mezid with regard to the malachas. And then he did it again a second time, but this time b'mezid with regards to Shabbos and b'shogeg with regard to the malachas. If he became known to him that the reaping he did the second time, b'mezid with regard to Shabbos, and b'shogeg with regards to the malachas, and he set aside a chatas to atone for that reaping, Rava says it also atones for the first reaping, even though the first reaping was done b'shogeg with regard to Shabbos. He holds it's like two acts of eating chalav during the same lapse of awareness. He then uses the principle of gereris, of drawing along, to enable the chatas to atone for the first act of grinding, since it was done with the reaping in the same lapse of awareness of Shabbos. Abai takes this a step further, and he says that the principle of gereris, of drawing along, can be used a second time and enable the first act of grinding, of tachina, to now draw along the second act of grinding, so it too is atoned for with the same single chatas. Point number two, a Mishnah from Krisus was brought that taught a stringency, a chumra of multiple prohibitions over multiple transgressions. If one ate one piece of chalav and then another in one lapse of awareness, he's only liable one chatas. But if he consumed chalav, blood, nosar, and pigle in one lapse, he's liable for each one. The same Mishnah also taught a stringency of multiple transgressions over multiple prohibitions. If one eats two half kazasim from the same prohibited food, he's liable for a chatas, whereas if he ate them from two different prohibitions, he's not liable. They're not mitzaref. And point number three, if one ate two kazasim of chalav in one lapse of awareness, but discovered that he did so in two different times, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable to bring two chatas offerings based on the pasuk, al chataso vehevi, for his sin he shall bring an offering, indicating that he's liable to bring a chatas for each transgression. Rish Lakish says he's only liable one chatas based on the pasuk, mechataso venislach lo, from his sin, and it will be forgiven for him, indicating that even if the chatas is brought for some of his sins, he's totally forgiven. So once again, let's review, and there's a lot on this daf, so let's do it slowly. Here goes. Point number one, if one reaped and ground produce, he did katsira and tachina on produce the size of a dried fig, of grogeres. He did it b'shogeg with regards to Shabbos, but b'mezid with regard to the malachas. And then he did it again, but this time b'mezid with regard to Shabbos and b'shogeg with regards to the malachas. If it became known to him that the second time he did the reaping, which was done b'mezid with regard to Shabbos and b'shogeg with regards to the malachas, and he set aside a chatas to atone for that reaping, Rava says it also atones for the first reaping, even though the first reaping was done b'shogeg with regard to Shabbos. He holds it's like two acts of eating chalav during the same lapse of awareness. He then uses the principle of gereris, of drawing along, to enable the chatas to atone for the first act of grinding, since it was done with the reaping in the same lapse of awareness of Shabbos. Abai takes this one step further and says that the principle of gereris, of drawing along, can be used a second time and enable the first act of grinding of tachina to now draw along the second act of grinding so that it too is atoned for with the same single chatas. Point number two, a Mishnah from Krisus was brought that taught a chumra of multiple prohibitions over multiple transgressions. It states if one ate one piece of chalav and then another in one lapse of awareness, he's only liable one chatas. But if he consumed chalav, blood, nosar, and pigle in one lapse, he's liable for each one. The same Mishnah taught a stringency of chumra of multiple transgressions over multiple prohibitions. It states if one eats two half kazasim from the same prohibited food, he's liable for a chatas or mitzaref, whereas if he ate them from two different prohibitions, he's not liable. They're not mitzaref. And point number three, if one ate two kazasim of chalav in one lapse of awareness, but discovered them at two different times, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable to bring two chatas offerings based on the pasuk, al chataso vehevi, for his sin he shall bring an offering, indicating that he's liable to bring a chatas for each transgression. Rish Lakish says he's only liable one chatas based on the pasuk, mechataso v'nislach lo, from his sin, and it will be forgiven for him, indicating that even if the chatas was brought for some of his sins, he is totally forgiven. All right, so now we're going to go to Simon. And in this case, I think Ein Alf was probably the most challenging for people because with all the suggestions came in, many people left Ein Alf blank. I also struggled with it for many years. The suggestion that came in the most was Sanhedrin of 71 judges, although I'm reluctant to use Sanhedrin because it's a Sanhedrin, and also I don't want to confuse it with our judge over there in Daf Lamed Aleph. So in this case, we're going to go with a suggestion I think is very creative from Sammy Rubin from London. He said Ein Alf is a donkey going ee-ah, ee-ah for Ein Alf. So I think that's very funny, and it kind of works with Ein Alf, ee-ah. So donkey going ee-ah is our simon for Ein Alf. Thank you, Sammy, for that suggestion. Here goes. The donkey going ee-ah was drawing along a wagon full of reaped and ground produce, the size of a fig, when it bumped into its owner who had just discovered he had eaten multiple prohibitions in two different times. Once again, in slow motion. The donkey going ee-ah, donkey going ee-ah, that means we're on Daf Ein Alf. The donkey going ee-ah was drawing along a wagon full of reaped and ground produce, the size of a fig, which reminds us, if one reaped and ground produce the size of a dried fig, a grogeris, but shogeg with regards to Shabbos, but bemazed with regard to the malachas, and then he did it again, but this time bemazed with regard to Shabbos, and beshogeg with regard to the malachas, if it became known to him the second time he did the reaping that he did bemazed with regard to Shabbos, and beshogeg with regards to the malachas, and he set aside a chatus to atone for that reaping, Rava says it also atones for the first reaping, even though the first reaping was done beshogeg with regard to Shabbos. He holds it's like two acts of eating chalav during the same lapse of awareness. He then uses the principle of gereris, of drawing along, to enable the chatus to atone for the first act of grinding, since it was done with the reaping in the same lapse of awareness of Shabbos. Abai takes this one step further and says that the principle of gereris, of drawing along, can be used a second time and enable the first act of grinding to now draw along the second act of grinding so that it too is atoned for with the same single chatus. So the donkey going ee-ah was drawing along a wagon full of reaped and ground produce, the size of a fig, when it bumped into its owner who just discovered he had eaten multiple prohibitions, which reminds us a mishnah from Croesus was brought that taught a chumrah of multiple prohibitions over multiple transgressions. If one ate one piece of chalav and then another one in one lapse of awareness, he's only liable one chatas. But if he consumed chalav, blood, noser, and pigel in one lapse, he's liable for each one. The same mishnah also taught a chumrah of multiple transgressions over multiple prohibitions. If one eats two half kazasim from the same prohibited food, he's liable for a chatas and mitzdarif. Whereas if he ate them from two different prohibitions, he is not liable. So the donkey going ee-ah was drawing along a wagon full of reaped and ground produce, the size of a fig, when it bumped into its owner who just discovered he had eaten multiple prohibitions in two different times. Which reminds us, if one ate two kazasim of chalav in one lapse of awareness, but discovered them at two different times, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable to bring two chatas offerings based on the pasuk, al chataso vehevi, for his sin he shall bring an offering, indicating that he's liable to bring a chatas for each transgression. Rish Lakish says he's only liable one chatas based on the pasuk, mechataso v'nislach lo, from his sin, and it will be forgiven for him, indicating that even if the chatas was brought for some of his sins, he is totally forgiven. So once again, the donkey going ee-ah was drawing along a wagon full of reaped and ground produce, the size of a fig, when it bumped into its owner, who just discovered he had eaten multiple prohibitions at two different times. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.